Let's go!
Dear Princess Celestia, here's what I learned today. Coming out of the old library, which just happens to be a big tree. Inside you'll find books of all kinds, of that I can guarantee. Everything is so tiny and neat, every book should have stopped to complete. Spike the rest in her thoughts, but only with lots of easy words, cause he's dumb. If you've seen all the books that she's read, you'd agree that she is an egghead. She never had friends, just took a pet and spent time studying instead. She thought it would all go downhill when she was into Ponyville. These crazy mares made her theirs, and now she's stuck, they're insane. Every single day, they drive her up the wall. She can never read or concentrate at all. She writes to Celestia about what she's learned. If the letter didn't show, she'd be concerned. She's the brains of the team, follow her strict regime. Things don't go as planned, she'll overreact. Under stress, she can't work, and she's kind of a jerk. If she can't understand, she'll burst into flames. Back when she was just a fool, when magic was her only goal. Try as she might, just wasn't right, and that magic took its toll. But thanks to a sonic green moon, that shook up the hall to sing room. She got a lift and found her gift, a great magic cutie mark. She helps every single filly when they're off task and silly. Solver of crime, traveler of time, making checklists in her sleeve. Her job as an organizer is actually fun for her. Much better than way back when a canter lot kindergarten. A pony that is prompt and on time, there's no doubt. Whenever a deadline's missed, it freaks her out. Jumping to conclusions that are usually wrong, she gets even crazier than Tara Strong. Even if she's sat down, she will not get pushed around. Make a threat to her friends, she will buck you up. Her power is not a trick, element of magic. Together, in the end, they can save the day.
Hey, you're pretty good. See you next time.